Okay, guys, so the scenario is I'm a manager at a retail store. I was, you know, looking at some guys who I thought might be stealing, and I kicked them out of my store and I told them to leave.
Yo, this is a bitch that kicked us out of
fucking
the store.
Bitch. I fucking remember you, fucking motherfucker.
What's going on? Get that bitch. Get that fucker.
Now, you guys saw how fast it happened. 3-on-1. One of them had a knife. That was the whole part also of the scenario. Is you're faced with 3 attackers. One of them had the knife. I didn't know who had it. All three came. I was put in a circle. The first thing I'm trying to think, well, I don't want to stay in one position. I want to start moving. Right away, I saw Marco do this. As soon as I saw the knife came out so fast, I didn't think, let me trap and strike, because they were just so positioned. I'd be fighting 3-on-1 in a close. All I thought of is, as the knife came out, I parried it, I move, and boom, I got out as quickly as possible. Again, do I want to get into a knife fight against 3 guys in a closed environment? We have to be very realistic, guys. You know, I managed to pick up the knife. Well, that was already a lot, because I'm looking at 6 hands. He had his hands in his pockets. He's moving this way. This is the key, is what are their hands saying? What is their body saying? Who's leading? Who's talking? Who's moving around? Where are they positioning themselves? I'd love to tell you, okay, guys, when the guy's got a knife and you're faced with 3-on-1, get the knife, Marco. You go do like this. You'll go 1, 2, and then when this guy moves, you kick him here. He's supposed to drop. When he drops, you move this guy and you palm him here, and then you get out. That would be in a movie. That's why we do movies. But in reality, these guys, we can do the same scenario 10 times and we're gonna get a different scenario each time, because I don't know how they're gonna move. I don't know how they're gonna position them. I don't know who's gonna lead, who is gonna have the knife. So again, the more of these you do, the more you start using your awareness and understanding, well, you know, when I'm not only, I'm listening, and I'm looking at body language, I'm looking at their chest, I'm looking at their hands, where they're positioning, where are they moving, so I could be able to pick up the knife when it's coming out versus when it's already out and he's slashing and I'm faced with Gio grabbing me like a pretzel and him trying to charge me and this guy stabbing me, you're screwed. So this is the key, awareness and being able to pick up everything they're doing prior to the initial strike.